News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, you hear about them all the time on the show because they're one of our original sponsors, are still with us, one of our team members, and they are the best at what they do. I mean, they are amazing. So ZLA Solutions is putting people back to work left and right in Alabama, and they love doing it. It's like a passion, and I know these folks personally. So at ZLA Solutions, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got great jobs posted all over the place, a lot of them with benefits and everything. So ZLAUSA.com. If you are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, well, they're there for you. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They will have you a workforce. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out, ZLAUSA.com. I gotta stake it aside here. In fact, I'm going to probably ask a question that is going to launch phone calls. I'm just going to go ahead and say 866-494-9866 if you want to call in. So, Copper, what was your favorite school lunch as a kid?
Pizza day every Wednesday.
Pizza day. Was it the square pizza?
No.
No?
We got Domino's.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. So you're like legit pizza. I don't know. Something about, there were the two kinds that I remember as a kid, and I don't know why they did this, but like every Friday, especially in elementary school, it was either burgers and tater tots, which to this day, I love tater tots. To this day, tater tots are like comfort food to me. I can go to Sonic and just get a large tater tot and be a happy man. But so burgers and tater tots on Fridays, or that like rectangular pizza that they always have in schools with corn. And I never could figure out why the corn went with it. So the corn usually went to the trash can, but the square pizza, yeah. So here's why I bring this up, all right? So I saw this story. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a new guy, you know, Copper, the guy that got elected?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently he's a vegan. And so he is insisting that New York City schools, biggest school system in the nation, I believe. Well, second to Chicago. New York City schools go vegan on Fridays. Yes. So the kids can have, apparently some of the options are things like squash casserole and broccoli salad and I think, was it cauliflower? And so I have this... I have this deep and abiding belief that there's going to be a whole lot of vegetables in the trash in the city of New York. What do you think? Yeah, I mean, if you're doing Veggie Friday, no meat, no bread, just a vegan diet on Fridays for elementary kids, what do you think is going to happen, really?
Yep, they're going to chuck it.
That's the day reserved for pizza, tater tots, and hamburgers. I'm just saying. So I want to know, you guys call in if you want to, 866-494-9866. What was your favorite school lunch as a kid? And it may be that it was something you packed in your little tin lunchbox and took with you because mom made it for you. Maybe so. I want to hear it. What was your favorite lunch back in the day? So yeah, that's the kind of thing that drives me crazy is that I got news. My entire generation grew up on tater tots and burgers on Friday, and we are the people that put man on the moon. Thank you very much. We are the same generation that you know created the internet. I'm just saying. And yet, oh, we got to go vegan on Fridays. I got a caller already. I'll take it before I run out of time. Thomas from Athens on line 5. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
Hey, Phil Rightside. You know, the thing about the vegan on Fridays, why don't you give kids a choice? Either are the vegetable stuff or fish is a good Friday thing, you know, or some kind of meat. But anyway, I lived in Hawaii when I went to grammar school, and teriyaki steak
with
cooked rice was my awesome lunch.
Wow. So that was your favorite school lunch, teriyaki steak with rice. That's pretty legit, man. That's
yeah,
real.
Yeah, and you know they had the grammar school kids working in the kitchen one day a month.
Oh, good stuff. Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate you calling in. I got somebody else on line 1. Let me grab it. Hey, line 1, Mark from Athens. Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a transplant from the year 2000 from Texas, and Friday in Texas, our lunch specialty, and was my favorite, was chicken fried steak, cream gravy, mashed potatoes with cream gravy, and green beans with homemade yeast rolls.
Stop it. Are you kidding me? What?
No, that was our Friday lunch. We didn't have the pizza. Pizza was Wednesday. Hamburger was Monday.
Man, chicken fried steak with gravy and mashed potatoes and what else? Yeast rolls?
Yeast rolls and green beans. That was what was our plate lunch. We had set plate lunches when I was a kid.
And I got news.
Years old.
And I got news. In Texas, they play some football because they feed them right when they're coming up. That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man. All right, folks, listen, we're taking a break. You want to call in, tell me what your favorite lunch was growing up. That's cool. I got the next thing on the Triple Dipper. Freedom is contagious. I'm doing that and taking calls. 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. And, yes, I do love tater tots. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Moving to the last part of the day here, 4:36 p.m., I'm going to tell you right now, it is a cold one. So yesterday I had the door open in the studio here with the outside air just breezing in. It felt great. Short sleeves. Yeah, that went away. So it's going to be a cold weekend. So batten down the hatches and make sure the heat is working. But folks, by the way, if you are having problems with your heat and air, here's the deal. One of our team members is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. All right, Vandy's with as a V as in Victor. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. They serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. It's like a, I always say, they're like a one-stop shop for all of your HVAC repairs, installations, whatever it is, gas or electric, it doesn't matter. And here's the kicker and why I'm saying this on a Friday afternoon. If your heat goes out tonight, they're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. All right? They will come out to your house on the weekend. The guys at Vandy's, too, they pride themselves that they won't try to upsell you on things you don't need. In fact, what they're going to do is give you a free estimate before they do any work. And they're an owner-operated, veteran-owned business, okay? James Vandergrift, he's a veteran of Afghanistan, the guy that owns the company, which I really appreciate. And after serving his country in uniform, he is now serving his community, providing excellent HVAC service. So listen, if you need something done 6 days a week, mind you, on your heat and air, just call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And by the way, if you never could get the pencil out fast enough to write down the number, which made me sound old when I said that, but then all you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org, our website, and Vandy's logo is up on the page. You can click on it, takes you right to their website. So yeah, check them out, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. All right, listen, phone lines are open Friday afternoon, 866-494-9866. I asked a question earlier, what was your favorite lunch as a kid at school, your favorite school lunch growing up? I had two. I loved the square pizza. I don't know why it was square. I guess it fit in a box better or something. But you know, those frozen square pizzas, and they would just bring those things out, slap them down on a tray, put some corn on there, which I never could figure out, and you had corn and pizza on Fridays. But then every other Friday at Chaffee Elementary in Huntsville, they swapped out, and it was burgers and tater tots, and that was my absolute favorite. Still to this day, love tater tots. So 866-494-9866. What was yours? What you Right Side Ruffians liked for lunch? We had some good calls on that already. Number three on the Triple Dipper, though. As I wind up this topic, you know, earlier in the show when I opened, I gave my monologue, and I did it on, I titled it as Freedom is Contagious. And I gave you some examples of what happens when one person stands up. When, you know, when literally a one person becomes a small group, and a small group becomes a few becomes a huddle, and a huddle becomes a team, and then a team becomes, you know, a crowd, and the next thing you know, you got a movement. That's how it starts, folks. It doesn't start like suddenly overnight. You just launch with, you know, the large crowd. It starts with one. Well, I love the story of the Canadian truckers. I know some of y'all have been tracking this. But have you heard some of the latest? So I got a story here off of Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal titled it Revolt of the Canadian Truckers. And they point out that, you know, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau probably didn't think he was going to have much opposition when he imposed his COVID-19 vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. You see, right now, they're saying that there's like 120,000 truckers who are vaccinated, but that's only 85%. And literally, it's saying here that there's a significant policy shift because truck drivers have been considered essential workers by Canada. And we've got a quote right here that Mr. Trudeau tweeted out just in March of 2020, where he said, "While many of us are working from home, there are others who aren't able to do that, like the truck drivers who are working day and night to make sure our shelves are stocked. So when you can, please thank a trucker for all they're doing." And then he put a vaccine mandate in place that causes them to potentially lose their jobs. Well, they'd had it. And so estimates of the convoy size ranged from 550 to 1,150 vehicles that went all the way from British Columbia in the far west to Ottawa in the far east. And I'm just telling you, folks, it has sparked something worldwide. Well, I'm going to keep breaking this up and take some phone calls because I see them coming in right now. So let me grab them. I'm just going to go ahead and freedom is contagious. Take that for what it's worth. I'm coming back to that after I talk to Sean from Huntsville on line two. Hey, Sean, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Got a Right Side. We got a Right Side ruffian here.
I like it.
My favorite meals was the pigs in a blanket with tater tots.
Yes.
And that,
yes.
Yeah, the dust on the bottom of the roll. You know, the man. I want that better than some grain or some piece of rice that they want to try and serve you.
Nice. All right. So, did you go to school here locally, like in the Huntsville area, or where'd you go to school?
No, bro. I'm originally from California. I'm from Hayward, California. I come out here to Tennessee 16 years ago, but I'm working on a water treatment plant here in Huntsville to get you guys clean water. We're redoing a whole plant here on South Parkway.
Well, appreciate you.
I'm in the union. I hate that I'm in the union and the union bosses and all that stuff. But the regular rank and file union workers are conservative, bro. Gun toting. Food eating, meat eating, loving guys. Love America, love freedom, and we love what you're doing, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Hey, Sean, you have a great weekend. You sound like a Right Side ruffian. Appreciate you, and welcome to Alabama. Let me go grab another one here. Line three, JT from Lacey Springs. JT, how you doing, man? Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
Oh, doing well this afternoon. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm good. What's on your mind?
I'm good. Well, one of my favorite things in school, of course, we never had pizza. It was always hamburgers or hot dogs, but the yeast rolls and a dessert called apple cheese crisp.
Oh, see, I'd forgotten all about that. We didn't have the apple cheese crisp, but we did have an apple crisp, like an apple cobbler kind of thing. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this was applesauce with, rolled oats on top, covered with brown sugar and baked with some cinnamon sprinkled on top, as I remember.
You apparently remember it very well.
it's one of those things that make you swallow your tongue.
JT, thanks for the call, man. You have a great weekend. Appreciate you calling in. Let me grab another one here while I got the phones. Line four, Nancy from Hartsel. Hey, Nancy, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you doing? Oh, she dropped off. Did she copper? Rats. All right. Well, if she calls back in, just go ahead and clear the board. But if she calls back in, put her right back up, and I'll grab it. All right. Listen. Let me just jump on this real quick. The Freedom Convoy. Freedom is contagious, y'all. Freedom is very contagious. It's like, you know, it's almost like, have you ever been in a crowd of people and somebody yawns, and next thing you know, five other people are yawning? It's like that. Freedom is contagious. It spreads. It's something that grabs people's hearts and minds. It's something that motivates them to action. It's something that reminds them that life is worth living. And when someone stands up and says, you know what, not on my watch, it sparks something in other people. And it also, by the way, it creates a pushback. Remember the quote that I had at the beginning of the show was from a former governor of Colorado, a Republican. And his quote was, "Freedom is contagious. That's why despots hate it so much." What a great line. Well, you're seeing things right now, like the Freedom Convoy up in Canada. They raised $10 million on a GoFundMe page to fund the efforts of that group to protest, to have a voice in governance, to do things that, you know, maybe help defray some of the costs of the convoy as they sit out there. And by the way, this same group is doing things like feeding the homeless on the streets of Ottawa right now. And what did GoFundMe do? Shut it down. GoFundMe, when they got up to $10 million, shut it down. And when Reach for Comment, according to Fox News, when Reach for Comment about his most recent action against the Freedom Convoy's page, GoFundMe directed Fox News to a digital blog post, which simply says things like, "This process takes time and may slow down the withdrawal process. If the fundraiser does violate our terms of service or does not directly benefit the intended beneficiary, we'll remove it from the platform." In other words, yeah, it was basically sort of like saying, we don't want you to have a way to go forward. Hey, I got another call here. Let me grab it real quick. Ray from Falkville. Hey, Ray, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Phil.
Good.
I was listening to y'all talking here, and the convoy, I heard that they told them that they could stay there till 2024 if they had to.
Wait, but you mean the organizers said they would stay there if they had to?
Till 2024 if they had to. They said they got fuel, they being fed. Even the farmers' tractors are coming to help them now.
You know what? As a matter of fact, Ray, you are right. I've got an article here I was about to touch on. In fact, I'll grab it right now. You're right. The farmers are beginning to join the protest with tractors lining up alongside the trucks. It's pretty amazing.
Right. I've heard it's like up to like 25,000 tractors. It's getting big.
It's a movement, brother. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you calling in. Ray from Falkville. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend. So, yeah, he's right. I'll grab that story right now. ThePoliticalInsider.com reporting right here. Canadian Trucker Freedom Convoy is blocking the U.S.-Alberta border. They're saying it's one of those, you know, the biggest border crossings, and it's causing some consternation. And I get it. There's going to be some issues that have to get resolved with where they are, I guess, and how they park. But nonetheless, what it's saying is that according to video and reports on social media, farmers have now begun joining parts of the convoy or the blockade using massive farm tractors. And by the way, you know, we ain't talking about your grandpa's John Deere. I think we're talking about some of these combines that get out there and can block an entire road with themselves. And so, yeah, truckers are taking a stand. It looks like farmers are joining in. And there's a whole lot of people just in their personal vehicles that are also a part of this. It's contagious, y'all. But listen, it's also spreading across the border. Story right here on PJ Media, pulled it off, dated 2 days ago. Convoy to D.C. Convoy to D.C. is gaining steam as American truckers begin to organize. Oh, yes, they are. All right. So there's, the article says that, you know, Joe Biden's mandates are being rejected in the Supreme Court. Our U.S. truckers are not being told right now by the government, but some employers are still saying, we want you vaccinated or you can't work. And so what they're doing is they're organizing a convoy to D.C. that is designed to promote the idea that freedom matters. And it says the goal of the rolling protest will be to simply make being injected with a vaccine an individual choice mandated by no one. This is the essence of what it means to be an American. Individuals making their own choices, using their own judgment about whether something is in their own best interest or not, without a by your leave from the government. That's an amazing statement. And it goes on to say they had a website or a Facebook page. I'm sorry. The convoy to DC folks had a Facebook page. Yes, they had, because it's past tense now. The top of the Facebook page said, quote, "We are a part of many large groups who believe in our founding fathers. We believe everyone has a voice. We support our freedoms. Help us spread the word about this group, and together we can all make it a better place. God bless America." They quickly gathered 139,000 followers on their Facebook page, and Facebook has now taken it down. Without giving any indication as why, PJ Media says there's no indication yet from Facebook as to why. The Facebook page that had 139,000 followers that simply said freedoms and God bless America has now been taken down. I do not think it is stopping their organizational efforts. Copper, take us to the last break. When we get back from that, folks, I'll wrap this thing up. If you want to call in and tell me what your favorite lunch was at school as a kid, I want to hear it. 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Moving down to the end of the line here for the week. Heading into the weekend, but we will be back on Monday. And listen, over the weekend, you might want to consider stopping by Just Love Coffee Cafe. I was there last weekend. Love that place. They got two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And both of them, I mean, they've got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. You might want to go in on a Saturday morning, get yourself a big old cappuccino, some berry waffles, or maybe a womelet. For that matter, you can stop in anytime and get wraps, sandwiches, salads. But they've got amazing coffees. In fact, they did have some special holiday drinks during the Christmas season. But, you know, despite the fact that the holidays are over, their local baristas have come up with some stuff you still might want to know. Like one they call Amanda's French Toast Latte. It's a white chocolate, hazelnut, caramel, and cinnamon sugar all coming together in a creamy, sweet latte. It's perfect for a cold weekend like we got now. And they got a special going for Right Side, folks. Listen to this. Type the word Right Side. Just text the word Right Side to 87338. That's right. 87338. Text the word Right Side. You get a free beverage. You enter in their system, you get a free beverage when you go to Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Hey, I got a caller on line one. Let me grab that. Brian from Huntsville. Brian, thanks for hanging on during the break. How are you, man?
Mighty fine. I hope you are too. But my favorite lunch was Mannheim, Department of Defense High School, West Germany.
Yeah.
Bisons, and we had Weisswurst or Bratwurst, the white ones and everything. And they were so wonderful with the sauerkraut.
Oh, my gosh. They'd
serve them with whatever you wanted on the side.
You were basically eating the native food at that point, weren't you? That's
bingo.
Awesome. Man, that is good stuff, Brian. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate you as always. I went to a Department of Defense school like I did. I went to London Central High School. He was in Mannheim, Germany. Listen, let me wind this up for you. All right, I've been talking about those freedom truckers, the convoy, and my whole thing on the triple dipper here is that freedom is contagious. And it is. And when you stand up and say, you know what, not on my watch, things happen. Other people get inspired. Sometimes they get inspired right there in your midst. And sometimes, like for instance, the tens of thousands who joined the trucker convoy. This started off small over in British Columbia. And as it worked its way across the Trans-Canadian Expressway, it got huge. And it's in Ottawa now. And they rolled right on in. And what's happening now? According to one website called BigRigs.com, a freedom convoy inspired by the folks in Canada is now forming in Australia. How about that? They're calling it the Swarm to Canberra. And then another here, I got one from The Express in the United Kingdom, reports that in the Netherlands, an estimated 75 trucks had already gathered and were urging their colleagues to join them as they rolled through the country in favor of rolling back mandates. I'm just telling you, folks, this is what happens. All of these were inspired by the folks in Canada. Let me end with this. Freedom is contagious. Here's a quote from a guy who has been parked directly outside the Parliament building in Ottawa as one of those members of the group that Justin Trudeau does not like. This is what he said. Quote, whatever it is that what it is that you decide to do, we're not anti-vax. We're not anti anything other than anti-mandate. The message is freedom for every Canadian. That's what I'm talking about. Folks, listen, you stay in the fight. Stay in tune. Keep your head on a swivel and be having that attitude of not on my watch. That's what's going to take to make sure that as we move forward in this country that we are in a place where they cannot deny our freedoms because we're willing to stand shoulder to shoulder. So listen, as you see things happening around you, just know that there's more of us than there are of them, right? There are. There are more of us than there are of them. We can do this. 2022 midterms are coming, but in the meantime, folks, hold the line, all right? And inspire one another. Freedom is contagious. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Been a great week. We'll see you back on Monday. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. See you then.